The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know what? I have been watching a little bit of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Seeing the old sneak peek?
Yeah.
Who have we got on there this year? We've got Steve Price, which I thought was interesting.
Steve Price, Casey Donovan's on there.
Yes.
Zipporah Malka.
Uber's most famous driver.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm still on Casey Donovan. Zipporah Malka confused the crap out of me. I was like, who the hell is this person?
Well, a lot of people were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And it turns out she used to be Kate Fisher.
Yeah.
Who was like a massive model in the 90s. Like she was dating James Packer at some stage. Like she was on like New Idea and Women's Day, all those magazine covers on a regular basis.
What went on there? Why did she change her name to something that's really hard to say?
Well, she basically became a bit of a hermit. She sort of shunned the whole showbiz thing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ironic because she's on TV right now.
She's on I'm a Celebrity.
Also, get me out of here.
Which is like she's a self-professed celebrity now. Yep.
So she sort of stepped out of the spotlight and wanted to return to her roots. So she changed her name to Zipporah Malka.
That's interesting. So was it more so a little bit of hiding her identity?
A little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does she have some kind of emotional or natural attachment to the name Zipporah Malka that made her choose that one?
I think Zipporah means bird, like in Hebrew, and her family's Jewish.
Okay.
So she had that sort of connection to it.
And she feels like she's a bit of a bird?
Yeah.
And that she doesn't know
spirit.
Where her home is?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say free spirit. But interesting, like, you know, if you are going to step away from the spotlight, you just want to go incognito after living so many years.
Yeah.
With the media following you,
yeah.
You change your name.
Yeah.
Cool idea. A lot of people have done the flip side of like that, you know, like celebs have gone and changed their name to become famous.
Yeah, they go with catchier names like Blac Chyna. That's not her real name.
Nope.
Lady Gaga. Her parents did not call her first name Lady, second name Gaga. That's a ridiculous
Even
name.
Even Elton John.
What's his real name?
Oh, I think it's like Reginald Dwight. Oh, I've just had a mental blank.
That's a good name though, Reginald. I love that. I'm naming my kid Reginald. Sorry, Alice,
Marilyn
I get to pick
Monroe?
The first one. What was her real name?
Norma Jean.
Didn't know that. I know a lot of rappers do it. It's really quite funny because rappers are like renowned tough guys and they've got tough guy names like Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent.
Of course.
And their real names is like Calvin Brodus and stuff, like the most, I'm going to say white guy names, like Calvin Brodus. Sounds like an accountant, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a strange one.
It's not hugely tough.
No. Anyway, I want to know this morning, have you changed your name?
And for what reason? For a fun reason? For a reason where you didn't feel like you connected with your real name? Like Osher Gunsberg, there's a good example. He just decided he connected better with Osher over Andrew.
Yeah.
Just rolls with Osher now.
Certainly does.
Have you changed your name? And for what reason? 533-1031. I remember I changed my name a lot in primary school. But it was more so because I was a jerk and we had a relief teacher and it was hilarious when everyone would trade names.
So you were
names.
Just doing it to play jokes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't legally changed.
No. Didn't go see a lawyer or anything. That would have been a really sophisticated high-tech prank, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The Power FM Brekkie Show.